This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's another busy week on Capitol Hill. Paul Ryan's making a speech on tax reform. There's a hearing on use of military force in Syria. And over in the Senate, the clock is ticking on getting the so far still secret Republican health care bill done by the 4th of July recess. But Max Ehrenfreund points out in the Washington Post there are fewer staffers both in Congress and in the research agencies that support Congress helping lawmakers get done all the work that there is to do. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
What does it mean when Congress is as busy as it is this year and it has, as you say in this piece, so many fewer people doing the staff work than it used to?
Essentially, what it means is that, ordinary lawmakers are pressed for time, and often they find themselves out of their depth no matter how smart they are or how experienced they are. It takes a lot of work to make a law. And, you know, the concern is that this could result at some point in a reduction in the quality of the law.
One of the things you point out is that while rank and file members are seeing their staff allowances, right, because they all get salary allowances in the budget process, that rank and file members are seeing those allowances shrink. The leadership, Senator McConnell, they are seeing an expansion in their staffs.
That's right. If you look over the past 30 years or so, the leadership staff has increased by about 50%, give or take. And that is especially a result of changes made by former Speaker Newt Gingrich. Hmm. And he took actions that really increased the power of the leadership. He also reduced the other organizations that are affiliated with Congress and part of the whole legislative enterprise, such as the Congressional Budget mm-hmm. Office, the Government Accountability Office, which is, of course, the well-known watchdog, and other bodies and entities that provided rank-and-file lawmakers, particularly in the House, with a sense of, you know, what's really going on.
You say in this piece someplace that the primary reason people leave, one of the primary reasons, is that they want better pay. And I guess the question that comes out of that is, who is doing the leaving? It's not the young ones right out of college, right, who are having a great time working on Capitol Hill. It's the mid-grade and the more experienced staffers who are taking off.
So that's a concern for lawmakers. You know, they notice that just seems like once people really start to figure out how the place works and what they're doing and everything, that's when they feel like it's time to start a family or get a place of their own, you know, move out of the city. Hmm. And so oftentimes, you know, they leave Congress for places where they can make more money.
Does this then necessarily, the decline in staffing levels, does that necessarily give lobbyists and outside groups more power?
It often does. I mean, if you think about it, you know, you might be working in the House and you might be a junior member of the staff and you're used to asking your boss basic questions about how things work or, you know, you just need to figure something out. And then your boss leaves for K Street and joins a lobbying firm because that person can make more money there. Then, you know, you're more likely to call a lobbyist for help.
If they didn't know about it before or if they weren't willing to talk about it, certainly now that it's been in the pages of The Washington Post, it's more of an open secret on Capitol Hill. Any sense that this is going to change anytime soon?
That is a very interesting question. And I think the process involving the health care bill in the Senate right now is going to be a great experiment to see, you know, where lawmakers draw the line, because McConnell, the majority leader, the Republican leader in the Senate, he is holding all the cards. That is a concern, I think, for many people. Many Republicans would like to have a sense of what their party is planning to do on health care. On the other hand, there can be an advantage to doing it this way if you are operating in a highly charged political environment and if your main focus is on getting a bill through, then, you know, you might try to concentrate control and maintain a very strict hold on what's going on. And that's what the concentrating power in the leadership has done for Congress.
Max Ehrenfreund, he writes for The Washington Post. Max, thanks a lot.
Thank you.